B-Pod Studios.
I think when I was little, and I'm being honest here, I think when I was little, my dad kind of shamed me if I tried to sit and play a game like that. Like, what are you doing? You know, that's how I was brought up. It was just like, what are you doing? Go outside and do something. Don't sit here. And we didn't have many games to play. But I think that's why. And it just carried over for the rest of my life.
Little Bobby, you go out. You grab yourself an ice cold hot dog from the refrigerator. And you go outside and play.
Yeah.
And don't let me see you back in here again.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I told you, my parents were very old when they had me. And they didn't want me sitting around. So it was get out the house, come home and sleep and eat and get out of the house again.
We're semi-retired from parenting. You can take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Now, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. Our lead story of the day. Two Eagles stories, one general sports story we'll cover for you in the next couple of minutes here. The first thing is Jeff McClain's report, citing a source in Inquirer.com that says Howie Roseman tried to trade Alshon Jeffrey a month after guaranteeing his contract in 2020. A month after that. We'll get into that story a little bit more in a few, but I'll tell you right now, we want to tell you how you can win up to $500.
It's the Fanatic 500 Fast Cash Contest.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this hour's keyword in our Fast Cash Contest is inform. Inform. Enter the Fast Cash keyword inform on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting inform to 45911 by 8:15 this morning. We'll call you if you're randomly selected, and you'll win $500. Everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest, this company-wide contest, are available at 975thefanatic.com. Good luck. So as we were saying about Alshon Jeffrey, he has been one of the hot button topics of this offseason, whether or not the Eagles are going to move on from Alshon Jeffrey this offseason. Now, it's going to be difficult because of the money. It is going to be difficult because of the Liz Frank injury. It's going to be difficult because he is seen not only, I'm sure, in the Eagles locker room, but now around the NFL as a guy that will run to the media to bitch and complain, which creates dissension in the locker room. So here's what happened according to Jeff McClain and his source. Howie Roseman inks Alshon Jeffrey to a guaranteed deal for the final year of his contract, albeit $26 million guaranteed in the final 2 years there. Now, if you look at that guarantee, that's for the 2020, this upcoming season. Howie's wide receiver, basically, the production that Jeff McClain looks at in his story, Howie sees the wide receiver's production as something that waned, and you look at the numbers, and it definitely did. His injuries were piling up. Also, the anonymous source supposedly behind a lot of comments to ESPN. So Howie then created cap space with this Alshon Jeffrey deal, then never used that cap space, especially when it came to deals with Jalen Ramsey, maybe Minka Fitzpatrick, Jadeveon Clowney. The only real move that the Eagles made last season was Jannard Avery. Like, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
All this, the situation the Eagles are in right now with Alshon Jeffrey, was all for naught. They cleared the cap space. We assumed that it was going to be because they wanted to make another acquisition. Acquisition never happened. So now Alshon Jeffrey, even with this CBA, is due to make $26 million. That's what it is in dead money going into the 2021 season. Now, under all the new rules with the CBA, it's a little easier to move on from Alshon because they could put $10 million of the $26 million to next year. So they can push it off the books due to what's called the June 1st designation. But there's no sign as of right now that that is what's going to happen. The smart money being bet right now is that Alshon Jeffrey is back next year. I doubt the Eagles will be in a position to just eat that money. I don't think they want to eat that money. No team in the NFL will want to eat that money. But the bottom line is that you negotiate a guaranteed deal with a guy and then a month later try to trade him. You just made life so much harder on yourself where 30 days prior you thought you knew what the hell you were doing. The subject I bring up, the word I bring up is pressing. I feel like throughout his tenure, whether part one or part two of Howie Roseman as the general manager or the guy with the final say in the front office, he's always struggled with bringing in wide receivers. Is keeping Alshon Jeffrey locked up, him pressing to keep a wide receiver, was giving Nelson Agholor $9.5 million for last year, a guy that made, what, $1.5 million right now in this offseason? Was that pressing to keep a wide receiver that was drafted on your watch? It certainly looks like it. It looks like Howie saw a guy like Alshon Jeffrey and said, let me make him happy. Let me guarantee that deal. Let me create some cap space for myself. And it blew up in his face. It's a horrendous deal. It's one of the worst deals Howie Roseman has made as a general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. This report is true, and like I said, Jeff McClain is citing a source that says Howie tried to trade him a month after guaranteeing the final year of his deal. This is abysmal. Absolutely abysmal, and it created such an almost impossible situation now, not just with the injury, but with the cap hit that they would have to eat if they just decide to cut him.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I think you're hitting on something there, Mark. Is it that he is so... how should we say that Howie Roseman is just so concerned with himself in evaluating wide receiver groups that he does throw money when he thinks there is something there? I mean, the Alshon Jeffrey deal, 11 games into his first year, he signs the extension. I think we were all on board with, right? I mean, Carson Wentz was having an MVP-type year. I think we were all into that. Him guaranteeing that last year when he did, that was questionable. And then for Howie to, a month later, pretty much admit that, no, I screwed up. Yeah, that's telling. And the fact that these bad contracts are going to wide receivers, Mark, you're onto something there.
You want to have warm and fuzzies. As we started out the show today talking about this Alshon Jeffrey deal at 6 o'clock, what was really wild was that Alshon has not really panned out over the last year or two in a multitude of ways. Did he battle through the rotator cuff injury and help win the Super Bowl and have an iconic catch? Absolutely. But at the same time, has he also been a guy to really promote turmoil in that locker room? No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have these warm and fuzzy feelings about your general manager going into a draft where he's got a hit on at least one wide receiver. He's probably drafting two. He's got a really hit on at least one. And right now you're looking at Howie going, he looks really bad in another wide receiver deal. He looked bad with Nelson Agholor last year. He looks really bad with Alshon Jeffrey this year. It did inspire our Twitter poll today. We've been asking this question. Let's get an update with Sam Wilson right now. This is the question we're asking the people about Alshon Jeffrey, because if you would have asked this question at the end of the season, I think 90% of our audience would have said, Alshon's gone, no chance. But right now, Sam Wilson, what are we asking the good people of Philadelphia?
Today we're asking, do you feel Alshon Jeffrey has played his last game as an Eagle? We have just under 1,700 votes right now, and it's remained the same. 51% say yes.
We are a divided nation when it comes to this. It's absolutely insane. So we'll continue to explore this throughout the day. The other story we're kicking around today comes from Jason Lockenfora, and it's sheer speculation.
It's sheer crap is what it is, Mark.
This story actually came out last week and started to pick up more steam locally. So Jason Lockenfora lists a couple of areas that would be a good landing spot for Cam Newton.
According to him.
Well, he wrote the story.
No, I hear you, but it's not like according to NFL sources or GMs. It's according to me and my doo-doo brain sitting here in COVID-19 just throwing stuff at the wall.
That's actually what it says. It doesn't even say like CBS Sports. It says doo-doo brain Jason Lockenfora. And he says, I think the Ravens would be a good landing spot for him. And then he also goes into to saying that the Eagles would be a great landing spot for Cam Newton.
Ravens and Eagles. One has the MVP quarterback of the league.
Yeah.
And the other has a guy that's probably top 7-8 odds-wise MVP quarterback of the league.
Well, Ravens I can see. I really can. Like, if for some reason Lamar Jackson got hurt, you're not changing schematically all that much. You're kind of putting in someone that's a similar type quarterback in Cam Newton,
but
right?
Why is Cam being considered for a backup? There's a lot of bad quarterbacks in this league. That's what I don't get.
That's the biggest argument, the greatest argument you've made on this, Jameis, is like, why are all of a sudden is it that Cam Newton's a backup in this league?
Yeah.
And I think it's all because people can't get their medical staff hands on him to see how, you know, his injuries have healed. And that's why people are reluctant to sign him, and therefore he's been labeled a backup now, right?
Yes.
Very weird.
Yeah.
The Bears right now, just to give you a state of the NFL, the Bears supposedly are going to have a quarterback competition between Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles when Cam Newton is available. And I know that Jalen Mills took the back of Nick Foles saying that he won a Super Bowl. But even if that's the case, Mitch Trubisky. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Let it sink in for a second. If you go around the league, the Bengals are going to be drafting a quarterback. The Browns, a team we always laugh at, they feel like they have a quarterback in Baker Mayfield. The Broncos, they're going to go after him. The Lions are going to go after him. The Packers, obviously, they're set. There's a lot of teams you can look at and go, well, question mark. Well, do they have a quarterback of the future? Do they have a quarterback even right now? That's the question. So as of right now, yeah, maybe Cam Newton is a backup quarterback. Maybe it's too late in the process. Maybe the process, because of COVID-19 and guys not being able to get in the same room, maybe that is an issue where they got to focus on, all right, well, we can't necessarily bring him in to work him out ourselves and test the injury. What are we going to do about it? So yeah. It's going to be a wait-and-see type of moment right now for Cam Newton. So that was just, yes, to sum it up, Jamie's right. It's slinging crap against the wall and see what sticks. That's, but
click
that's
on my story. Click on my story.
In. We'll give you the full explanation from Jamie's favorite writer, Jason Lockenfor, in a second. The other thing is, and I feel like I say this every day now, I give a lot of credit to Adam Silver for finally saying this as well. I don't know. Nobody knows when basketball's going to come back, if football's going to start on time. The PGA released a bunch of dates that are like
sexy.
Yeah, it makes you feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside, but
if it happens, yeah, it'll be exhilarating. Yeah.
They're talking about things in August.
At least they're talking about August and September. Baseball's just being irresponsible.
Yeah.
So most recently, baseball's come out, and what's really wild about all this is that baseball has said they have talked to health advisors that said, go for it. So the idea right now is to invade the state of Arizona and basically play the baseball games there. I know if I was Arizona, just as if I'm Pennsylvania, the last thing I want at the end of a pandemic is an influx of people that normally aren't here.
Yeah.
And I know they're saying they're going to be tested. It would still worry the hell out of me. And I've been saying all along with Dr. Fauci and the other experts, I'm listening to them. When I heard people tell me, oh, it's just like the flu, I was listening to the experts saying, oh, no, this could be a pandemic. Next thing you know, it is a pandemic. You could run out of hospital beds. They're talking about running out of hospital beds. Like, that's a scary thing, especially when some people were scoffing at other countries that were running out of hospital beds. Oh, our healthcare system is better than theirs. Okay, because we're having some of the same problems right now. What is it, Ford? Tesla is going to be making ventilators now. They're trying to make ventilators so that there's more readily available for hospitals, which is a great thing. Again, a beautiful thing about this country and people in the private sector trying to take care of other people. Sure, there's terrible stories with guys hoarding hospital masks and personal protective equipment to try to sell them at a profit on eBay or whatever it might be. But there's other great stories of factories shutting down in order to turn themselves over to the effort in relieving this country of COVID-19. So I love those stories. And Tesla doing something like that is great. Ford actually going to be making masks for people as well. Plastic cover face shields. That's great. But you look at all these stories and I go, all right, I was listening to the experts throughout this entire process. Now there's supposedly experts telling Major League Baseball, oh, yeah, go ahead and shoot for May. Go ahead and shoot for mid-May. We'll invade Arizona and we'll play all our games out there. Even if it's just the players, even if it's just the people involved in the broadcast and the games with no fans, I can't help but feel like that's remarkably irresponsible.
Yeah.
The last thing I'd want in Philadelphia, the last thing I'd want in Pennsylvania is however thousand more people would be coming in to play these baseball games. Like, we already have this assumption that the minute they say, hey, guess what? Quarantine's over. Everybody stay in place, shelter in place. It's over. Stay at home. Forget about it. Go out. Go back to your normal lives. The people are already without baseball, without any sports, are already thinking to themselves, I'm going to go out and party. There's probably going to be another peak after this that we talk about, right? We've been talking about that for a couple of weeks. When everyone says, yeah, go back to business as usual, that's where most people are going to be like, wait a minute, you're going to have a bump back. You've already heard some doctors talk about that, where you could see the rise again, where everyone feels safe, lets their guard down. Next thing you know, the mask comes off, COVID-19 comes back. So I'm very cautious about it. It seems like a horrible idea to me when people are vectors for this to put a whole bunch of people in one spot. That just seems like it would be irresponsible.
I lost you, Mark. I'm sorry. I lost you there for one second. It's just something that seems irresponsible. As we said earlier, I'm reading your lips as you were talking, but I lost your sound there for one second. When you're going through, like you said, worrying about hospital beds, worrying about ventilators, worrying about if there's a vaccine being, you know, discovered at some point in time, hopefully soon. How can baseball even come out and start talking about like when we're going to get back to play? And look. None of us wants it more than us. This is what we do for a living. But it's just grossly irresponsible to even go there right now.
I give so much credit to Adam Silver, who, again, just said, I don't know. Because, look, everyone hopes for the same thing. It's back sooner rather than later. And that society's ready to have it back in full capacity, even if it is just the games without fans in the stands. I know everyone wants a game to watch on TV, and I do too. But I give a lot of credit to a guy that's at least willing to say, yeah, I don't know. All this is hopeful. And to stress the hope in that and to stress the unknown, I think is a great thing for Adam Silver to do in the midst of people trying to like act like they could be in charge of the virus, which is just ridiculous. 610-632-0975. Coming up later this hour, actually 9 o'clock, top of the hour, we're going to talk to Adam Lefko of the Adam Lefko podcast, the Adam Lefko Show, NBA on TNT. Adam's been a king of content over the last couple of weeks, especially with what we were talking about yesterday with Shaquille O'Neal deciding to mail it in, evidently, against the 2001 76ers in the finals. We'll talk about that. Also, when we come back, we'll jump a little bit more so into this Alshon Jeffrey story and really the awful look it is right now for the Eagles. Time of the Fanatic is 8:16.
Draft goes virtual. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by H&R Block. There's a lot going on right now, and more than ever, people need their tax refunds. H&R Block has many ways to do your taxes as safely as possible. Work with a tax pro remotely, drop off, or file online. Block is always here to help. After talks of different ways the NFL could still move forward with their 2020 draft in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, Adam Schefter announced yesterday that the NFL will officially have their draft virtually. As of right now, the plan is to have general managers and head coaches on the phone making decisions together from their own homes. The 2020 NFL draft will begin on April 23rd. Hard Knocks, the popular HBO show taking fans behind the scenes of NFL training camps, has announced that they will feature two teams this season, given that the NFL is able to have training camp. The two teams featured will be the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. During this global pandemic, many of us are fortunate enough to stay at home and out of harm's way. However, there are those on the front lines who help keep our community a safer place day in and day out. They are doctors, nurses, educators, custodians, and more. They are our health heroes. Is there a health hero in your life that you'd like us to recognize? Go to 975thefanatic.com right now to nominate the health hero you would like us to highlight. Check out our webpage, our social media pages, and listen on air every day to see if your health hero will be highlighted. Every health hero we highlight will receive a $50 Dunkin' gift card. We are all in this together. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your family and pets? Well, choose my guys. They're Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn uses safer, organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for me, my family, and pets to enjoy. For more than 30 years, Natural Lawn has been growing greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. Trust me, I've been using them for years. This is not a cookie-cutter lawn care service. Natural Lawn certified technicians customize their treatments to your lawn-specific need. Now, whether you live in Pierre, New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver you a lush green lawn. And right now, they have a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and receive free seeding every year. Again, that's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Here's the number. 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know. To keep business moving. Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network. to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Delivering the tools that let you manage your business from any device, anywhere. Plus, voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. And with Comcast Business, you have the support of experts here for you 24/7, all drawn from extensive experience in preparing for a wide variety of situations and backed by a network that has the capacity to ensure that work gets done. Comcast Business believes in the power of working together, which is why whenever connection counts, you can count on us. To learn more, go to comcastbusiness.com/response.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. The Prop Swap family wishes all of the Fanatic listeners a safe and hopefully brief interruption to their normal lives. We look forward to the sports world returning and continuing to offer the best odds in the world on all major championships. From the Prop Swap family to yours, stay safe and stay healthy. We're all in this together, so let us help you stay connected. What's it like at your place? How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
As the coronavirus crisis enters another week, Delaware Valley small business owners have now access to billions of dollars of relief funding to help alleviate some of their pain. Join 975 The Fanatic as we present a free 30-minute webinar this Wednesday, April 8th at 2 p.m., hosted by the Small Business Administration. You will learn if your business qualifies for the available programs, and if so, how you can apply for a share of these available funds. Register today for this webinar and help save your small business by visiting 975thefanatic.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
At CDW, we get that you need a network that keeps your business moving forward.
Us for not. Backwards everything, do we?
Either way, CDW has experts who can design and implement a secure, innovative network built on Cisco DNA that learns and adapts to your needs to keep your business moving forward.
Idea good as that.
IT orchestration by CDW. It get who people. I mean, people who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Cisco.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Sports Talk for Broomall and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It really does irk me in how poorly the Eagles manage this Alshon Jeffrey ordeal. He's not a speed guy like DeSean Jackson where you're going to have to rely on him being that burner so that the age 30 doesn't scare you initially. But then you look at what happened after last season with the turmoil in the locker room, how he was supposedly behind a lot of that. And then you look at what happened this most recent season, and the same thing, the same type of turmoil emerged, all going back to reportedly the same type of guy. And Carson said all the right stuff at his press conference, but he doesn't want that in the locker room. He wants to have a guy he can trust. And I know it's a mundane thing, but I consider myself pretty good at reading a room and reading body language. Alshon Jeffrey and that Lane Johnson interview after Green Bay, where Alshon stuck his head in, I've referenced this many times, and didn't even get so much of a smile from Lane. Not a, oh, that, you know, Lane being like, oh, this is my boy, what a game we had tonight. Like, there was nothing like that. It was kind of get the hell out of my face type of thing. I don't think Alshon Jeffrey is a welcome sight in that locker room. And I, it's not just to say about Carson. I think it's about everybody in that locker room right now. I don't think they want him in here knowing that he's the type of guy that will run to media to talk about players behind their backs. And how do you trust that? If even if the seed is planted and that guy could only, maybe he said a couple of innocent things and he was just like anybody, maybe running his mouth at a time where he was pissed off, right? And maybe he said some things he regrets. But even if that seed is planted where there's somebody in the workplace that is doubting everybody else and saying he could do a, you know, he could find people to do a better job, or he wants somebody else like a Nick Foles to come in here and be the starting quarterback, whatever it might be. Once that seed is planted, there's no getting rid of it. That only grows. And the Eagles could not have handled this situation more poorly than the way they handled it. They literally gave him more money. They guaranteed him more money and made him next to impossible to trade. You couple an injury with that, which obviously is not a far reach when you talk about a 30-year-old wide receiver. You bring in the injury factor with the money factor, add those two things together, and also a guy that runs to the media, that doesn't exactly equal, sought-after trade target.
No, and a guy that's been reported to have been confronted by, I forget the exact quote, a significant offensive player, and I think we tossed it around, and our belief was maybe that it was Lane Johnson who maybe confronted him in the locker room after all of this stuff broke. That's what's, business-wise, it's best for the Eagles to keep him, try to get some games out of him, and then maybe he becomes trade bait, as we talked about earlier. But, man, if we're worried about the psyche of Carson Wentz, and it appears the Eagles organization is trying to cater to that psyche, then getting rid of Alshon Jeffrey, in spite of it being a bad business move, is probably their best bet.
Yeah, and it's also, you think about it, a bad football move. I mean, because that stuff, I mean, I know we joke, and we'll talk about, like, Cam Newton, what if he was the backup, and what effect that would have on the psyche of the locker room and all that. It does matter. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. Do I want, in a perfect world, do you get the most talented players at every position, at every spot of the depth chart? Obviously. But there is a greater impact, and mindset is a huge impact. And if you think there's one guy that is looking to one-up everybody or point fingers, then that guy can cause a lot of dissension. Who we have? We have Josh in Audubon. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Josh.
It's funny. I actually called in before I get to my Alshon point. I heard Tooney said about how his dad may have guilted him with the video games.
Right.
When he was younger. So, but I think it was like sixth or seventh grade. I remember coming home from basketball practice and I was getting beat up by kids who I usually used to, you know, be better than. And I come home and I tell my dad, he's like, because that's all you do is play Madden video games all day. And I was like, oh, you're right. And I remember I unplugged that thing, and I never bought another Madden game in my life. I'm not a gamer anymore, and I think that's because of it.
Wow.
Yeah. The long-lasting effects that our parents have on us, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's okay with me. So the Alshon thing, like, I think we can all agree that, obviously, it's been messed up. We're all in the same, you know, boat with that. You know, our bet has been made, and now we have to lie in it. And unfortunately, that's how it's going to be this year. I think he's going to be a part of our team. You know, but at the end of the day, is that the worst thing if he's healthy? Because I don't care, honestly, about the locker room stuff. I think that he knows that he made a mistake, because we haven't really heard much about it besides, he's not on Twitter. He's not in the media after that. He's kind of been away from the team. I kind of trust the leadership of this team with Lane and Carson now running the show with Malcolm on the team. And I trust and hope that, you know, Alshon is, you know, for the most part, a mature guy and a self-aware guy. I think that only good can come out of this if he's healthy, because everybody knows how great Carson has been in the red zone. And part of it is because of Alshon. 50% of his catches. Almost 50% of his catches in his 3 years on the Eagles have been in the red zone. And he's got 19 touchdowns in his 3 years. So I think if we get past all the drama, and I think we are, because he's been kind of mum.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Because I think he realizes he made a mistake, that if he is healthy, I think it's not the worst thing.
Look, I agree, but a lot of it comes down to Carson. If that seed is planted, like, just think about any line of work, and this is where I always say sports aren't that different than every other line of work when it comes to getting along with people that you got to work with. If that seed is planted at some, with somebody at your workplace that is doubting your capabilities at your job and thinks there's other people that could do it better and thinks that you're not a leader, whatever it might be, like, it's hard to reverse that process, right?
No, I agree with you there, but
We lost you. Sorry, I appreciate the call, though, man. Look, if Alshon Jeffrey is on the Eagles next year and he plays the full season, because at this point, and it'll probably be solidified at the draft, but at this point, he's not healthy. He costs a lot of money. He's cost a lot of money to get rid of as well. He costs a lot of money to cut. Conventional wisdom says he's going to play on the Eagles. The only thing that gives you a glimmer of hope that he won't be is that the Eagles want to move on from him. This story justifies that. Jeff McClain citing a source that says the Eagles tried to trade him a month after they gave him the guaranteed year on his deal shows you that there's a willingness to move on from him. I don't think that got any better over the last year. You know what I'm saying?
And how bad must things be, real quick, Mark, to your point, how bad must things be with him that they're still looking maybe to get rid of him at a position where they are tremendously shorthanded?
Right. Did Howie have that much doubt in his ability to draft a wide receiver? Is that why he gave him the guaranteed money? That he wouldn't bring in a guy that he even doubt, like even J.J. Arcega-Whiteside would be anything in his rookie year, which he wasn't, so not exactly a hit there. There's just so many questions. Why would you do that, especially if you're trying to free up money? Well, the why is because you want to free up money, but then you freed up money for no reason. Your only acquisition was Jannard Avery. Like, way to go. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So there's so many things to look at this story with Alshon and go, well, why would they do this? If you're trying to reverse the mindset of the locker room and give a guy a second chance, the only person that I think could really champion that cause is Carson Wentz. He's the only person that could kind of push that narrative. And you heard Carson in the Green Bay game, where he was mic'd up, and you could hear him tell Alshon Jeffrey that he overthrew him, he underthrew him, and he needed to throw high to him. He went over and apologized to the guy. They had a win in the game, so everything's fine. But how are you going to do that with a guy that's constantly looking over his shoulder at a wide receiver that's looking to just kind of out everything to the media? That's a difficult transition to make. That's a difficult rhythm to stop. And right now, the Eagles, I would love to see them move on. If they don't, then there has to be, I guess, forgiveness in the locker room. And I hate focusing on the drama, but the drama has led to, you know, the changes in the football field. The drama has led to the Eagles looking to move on from Alshon Jeffrey already. So the story's out there already. What's the next move? Is the next move waiting for the draft? Is the next move waiting for him to actually play a couple of games for the Eagles this season before they decide whether or not they're going to actually move on, proving Alshon Jeffrey can be healthy, then trading him? Is that the game plan? Because if you really want to move on from Alshon, I think that's the most likely scenario. Him playing a couple more games for the Eagles, proving he's healthy, and then they make a trade. That's the most likely and probably smartest business way to go about it.
Yeah, but God, what if he does, because of the lack of receivers that they have right now and the unknown that is the draft, what if he does play a few games and he's really good? Or he's not even really good, he's the most reliable wide receiver target for Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
Then are you getting rid of him because why? You know, he's making your team better on the field. Then, you know, so this is what I'm saying. I'm throwing out scenarios. It's right. Just a wild situation.
Will winning cure all? Because if he plays and they start winning and everything looks to be kosher between him and Carson, then what's the problem?
Winning's the best cologne, right?
Exactly. Why doesn't he stay?
And desperation is a stinky one. Words of wisdom.
What you just said, Jamie? Mm-hmm. Not untrue.
Yeah.
Not untrue. But let's imagine this perfect poop burger for people here. All right. Imagine this scenario, Jamie. Let's go with your boy Jason Lockenfora, your favorite writer of all time.
Yeah.
And Jason Lockenfora saying that the Eagles would be a great landing spot for Cam Newton.
In his
when
mind.
When I saw it,
in his mind.
But that's I just said Jason Lockenfora saying that the Eagles would be a great landing spot for Cam Newton.
It's an opinion piece, like Why I Think Pasta is Terrible by Jamie Lynch. Would you read that? No, because it's stupid.
Are you kidding me? I would take notes on it, and I would throw it in your stupid face the next morning. But I look at that story, and I go,
so, Jamie, you're down on Cam Newton being a backup here, huh?
Just a bit, Bob, just a bit. I think it would be the worst decision they've made in 20 years.
Bob, I'm gonna finish making the
poop ahead, burger. Sorry, right? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. But here's the poop burger. Here's the recipe. Okay, all right. You have Alshon Jeffrey, Mr. Dissension, right? Then you bring in Cam Newton. Let's just go ahead, Jamie. And let's just say Carson gets off to a slow start.
Oh God.
Is Alshon even going to be anonymous anymore?
No.
Or will he be standing at his locker with a damn bullhorn, just being like, that guy sucks, this guy's cool? Is he going to be like Charles Barkley? You know why we lost? Carson sucks. That's why we lost.
You suck. Yeah, you suck. You suck. You're cool. Believe you, I'm out of here.
Cam Newton in the funky fedora. You're starting next week.
He would be a Molotov cocktail thrown into the Eagles locker room. And nothing against Cam. It's not, I don't think he's like a negative presence or anything like that. Yeah. But he's carrying hardware in there with him. He's carrying a college national championship, an MVP award, a Super Bowl trip.
Rookie of the year. That's why I wouldn't mind him as a backup.
Backup? Sure. First of all, why would he want to be a backup when it's still unknown
that
he can't be a starter?
There, yes.
No, that's not my best point. The best point is it would be detrimental to the Eagles locker room, and it doesn't have anything to do with Carson Wentz's mentality or Kenny Hansen.
It has everything to do. Everything
it's about
you
the
say
vibe
goes
in the locker room.
Okay, but all the vibe in the locker room that you keep bringing up goes to what would the quarterback think of that? Like,
it doesn't matter. Even if he's successful, it's still an underlying split in the locker room, which they're actively trying to avoid right now.
Yeah, but the split all goes to Carson.
No, it goes to the natural split in the locker room. Like, let's say Brandon Brooks or Jason Kelsey really takes a liking to the way Cam Newton moves around in the pocket compared to Carson. Or, Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson like Cam Newton's deep balls better than Carson's. All of a sudden, it builds this natural split in the locker room where DeSean's going, well, wait, I actually play better with Cam in practice than I do with Carson. I think Cam's actually the better option here for us. Yada, and those comrades, it's a natural split that is the last thing this Eagles locker room needs right now.
See,
and for that reason, I'm out.
I just think all of that is...
I'm in.
I'm in. I would do it.
You get the best possible player. Yeah, if Cam Newton, if no one wants him to be a starter on a team and he still has starter's ability, put him on my team.
No,
I have a quarterback of the four seasons he's played hasn't finished the season.
The ultimate
I won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback who had tremendous talent.
The ultimate rebuttal is play better. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, we're just assuming that Carson's not. Look, a perfect scenario. Carson's playing great. I believe in Carson enough in his ability that he's always, when healthy, going to be a really good quarterback, and backups won't matter whatsoever. I really believe that. Naive? Maybe. But look, they've put everything they have into this guy being their franchise. Okay, so who cares who the backup is? The only reason he's there is if you get injured, and the whole team needs to know that, the organization needs to know that, and Carson needs to know that. That's all. He said there can't be rumblings and discussion of who should be playing or who's not playing. Carson's going to be in there every play of every game as long as he's healthy.
It was divisive enough with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, and those two were similar dudes, kind of cut from the same cloth, and the locker room got divided. Imagine the polar opposite, Cam Newton coming in with his swag and scarves and grandma hats. And, he's a polarizing figure that is going to draw people's attention and focus to. And some guys might like that more than they like Carson. So right there, just him walking into the doors of the locker room would be a detriment to the overall season.
What is this notion, and not just you, Jamie, because what you're saying is probably right, and it's the way of sports now, but why? So now everybody has to be happy with who the backup quarterback is, or the, oh my God,
I think
look
we're
who's
a very
here.
Unique situation.
I just think it's crazy. I think it's crap.
But we're.
I think if I'm in charge, I say to Carson Wentz, and look, we're not saying that Carson is like this. We don't know. But
we're good friends.
If I'm an organization, I'm saying, yo, dude, we paid you a ton of money. We want you to be our starting quarterback. We moved up in the draft and gave up a lot of stuff to get you. You're our quarterback. Don't worry about who your backup is. The only reason we're getting him is because you've been hurt twice in your four seasons and you couldn't finish the season. That's all. We're just making our team better.
Yeah, but I think it's such a unique situation here because how many guys have been given the type of money that Carson Wentz has been given in reality didn't win the big game, had his backup come in and you know, sweep the rug out from under him in terms of actually winning it, and was paid to be that guy and never had the chance to actually do it yet. And now you're going to bring in a former MVP as his backup? I just don't think it's a powder keg waiting to happen.
Let me just tell you this. Nothing pisses me off more than when my football team brings in a former MVP. Those are just they're jerks. They're jerks, and they should all forfeit their right to run a team if they bring in an MVP. The jerks.
So many guys would be infatuated with Cam. And
Nick Foles won a championship here.
And look, they were building shrines in the locker room. And Carson Wentz had a woogie breakout of acne on his neck. He couldn't handle it.
2 hours and I haven't heard woogie. Two and a half hours and I haven't even heard the woogie explanation yet.
But I mean, seriously, it's a terrible idea.
Then go win.
It's terrible.
Carson, then go win. That's it.
If you can win with Nick Foles, you can win with worse than Cam Newton.
I just love the argument that, oh, Carson Wentz is great. He can win a Super Bowl here, but wait, not with Cam Newton. Oh my God, no, he can't be here. Like, he can't beat Cam Newton for a job? Not that it even would be a competition. I understand that, yes, it would create one sect of people that go, oh, wow, Cam really does. He's really good at
football. Oh, yeah, the training camp stories would come out. Well, Cam Newton looks incredible. What a mastering of the offensive playbook already. Is this a competition?
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff it lends to.
That's what sports is. Sports is competition.
No. Not right now. Not with Carson.
By the way, I'll tell you what. All right. Carson, they go out this year, say, and this defense is Buddy Ryan-like. They are phenomenal. They're holding teams to nothing. Teams can't pass on them. Teams can't run on them. Fifth game of the season, Carson gets hurt. They're 5-0. Now you're like, damn, wish I had Cam Newton.
Joe Flacco, come on down.
Joe Flacco's done.
Why do you hate the Eagles, Jamie? Why do you want them to get worse players?
You guys are crazy that you would invite that.
Absolutely.
Hold on a second. As a fan, I want my team to be better. As a sports talk show host, oh my God, that'd be amazing. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Coming up, we got Ernie wants to talk about Cam Newton. We're also looking for your quarantine meals.
I got one for you.
A quarantine meal. What do you got?
No. All right. This is an Italian thing. Sorry. Somebody tweeted at me. My in-laws are second generation Italian American, and they do have some weird traditions. Right. Like always leaving the house out of the same door they entered. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Donna's parents are totally I never heard of that either.
Yeah. I mean, how many doors do we have? I mean, what the hell?
I don't know.
People usually go through the garage or they go through the front door.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I never heard of that one. I thought maybe you had heard of that before. Yeah.
No, that seems really random.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
And my friend DiLoretto's getting mad that I called him a chubby kid.
Oh, that was
other than that.
You fat shamed, Bob. You fat shamed in 2020 of all
just
years.
Chubby.
610-632-0975. When we come back, we'll jump a little bit more into this baseball story. We'll also talk to Adam Lefkoe. Now, there's a couple advancing stories here about coronavirus in sports and what kind of needs to happen. The NFL set the bar. They set the precedent, and we'll look at that because the layers of the onion have been peeled back a little bit more. The NFL came out by setting the bar on Friday. Then the NBA came out yesterday and took the next step. We'll talk about that in a second here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Baseball possibilities spark. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass for your weeds, guaranteed. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seating every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. According to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Major League Baseball is focused on a plan that could allow players to get back to the field as early as May. The plan is to have all 30 teams join in the greater Phoenix area where they can play at Chase Field and 10 other spring training facilities. The MLB's plan will have to wait until there is a surplus of COVID-19 tests available to the public. According to Passan, the more realistic opening day would be the beginning of June. Hard Knocks, the popular HBO show taking fans behind the scenes of NFL training camps, has announced that they will feature two teams this season, given that the NFL is able to have training camp. The two teams featured will be the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Download the Fanatic app for your shot at $500.
And a chance to qualify for $10,000.
It's the Fanatic 500 Fast Cash Contest.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know. To keep business moving. Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network. To help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Delivering the tools that let you manage your business from any device, anywhere. Plus, voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. And with Comcast Business, you have the support of experts here for you 24/7. All drawn from extensive experience in preparing for a wide variety of situations. And backed by a network that has the capacity to ensure that work gets done. Comcast Business believes in the power of working together, which is why when every connection counts, you can count on us. To learn more, go to comcastbusiness.com/response.
HVAC contractors and techs, want to be sure the system you're repairing or installing is running efficiently? Then test it with Testo. Heating, cooling, air quality, electrical, and more. If it can be measured, it should be measured with precision with Testo instrumentation. Testo is a world leader, headquartered right here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. For accurate results, ask for Testo by name. To see Testo's full line of measurement instruments, products, and job site solutions, visit Testo.com. That's Testo.com. Testo. Be sure.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Fleming's Steakhouse in Radnor and Marlton is offering carryout. Fleming's is committed to making it easier and safer for you to get a dinner you love in a more comfortable way. Favorites like Fleming's Prime Burger or tender filet mignon in the comfort of your own home. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com for menu and to place your carryout order. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart. The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know.
Parks Casino and Sportsbook wants you to know they are taking this time to have their facility ready for your return. Parks Casino and Sportsbook is all about offering you gaming and entertainment in a safe, comfortable environment. Please monitor Parks Casino on Facebook and Twitter for updates. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's it like at your place? How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family. Keeping us together while we're apart.
You know Beasley Media for the massive radio brands in Philadelphia like 97.5 The Fanatic. But did you also know that we're experts in advertising and growing successful brands through digital? We can help create video commercials, put your ads on websites, and even create targeted social posts to reach your potential customers. Our team of brand builders can do that and so much more to help your business grow. Email Beasley Media Digital Team now at experts@bbgi.com. That's experts@bbgi.com.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Want to hear the Fanatic Best of Show daily podcast? Head to 975thefanatic.com and download each show every day. Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
Coming up in about 11 minutes, we'll speak to Adam Lefko. I've said it earlier, I'll say it again. Content king of the last week or so, at least. Some great stuff he's gotten with Shaquille O'Neal, Candace Parker, Dwayne Wade. We talked all about Shaq yesterday. Dwayne Wade told a story to Adam Lefko on their, I guess it was their NBA on TNT podcast. And Dwayne Wade told the story of, I think it was his rookie year. He was playing for Team USA. And Eddie Jones, Temple alum, Eddie Jones, was his veteran.
I loved Eddie time.
How could you not? A solid defender.
I had a 25 Lakers jersey. And all of his rookie cards.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
So you have those two playing together in Miami. They go to Puerto Rico, I think, with the USA national team. And Eddie Jones says, hey, you know, young man, come out with me tonight. We're gonna go out. So Dwayne Wade says, all right, you know, I'm listening to you. You're my veteran. They go to a casino. And there is Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson at a casino? No way. No, hold on.
Yeah, not a shock.
So Allen Iverson sitting there at a casino, and Eddie Jones goes, hey, hey, Dwayne Wade, this is Allen Iverson, Allen Iverson, Dwayne Wade. Eddie Jones was doing Dwayne Wade a favor because Dwayne Wade, that was his favorite basketball player, was Allen Iverson. So he introduces him to his idol, and you know they talk for a minute, and AI says, hey, young man, you know, here's $1,000. Go play this tonight. So he just gave him $1,000. Dwayne Wade says he took the $1,000, put $500 in his pocket, and then bet the rest because he had never seen money like that before. So an interesting meeting with your idol where they give you money to play. I've heard stories about Charles Barkley like teasing a couple of people about a $1,000 chip or a $10,000 chip, right, in some places in Vegas. I never actually heard of somebody actually just giving somebody else money to play like that. That's a pretty cool story. Adam Lefko is the man that was orchestrating that conversation. We'll talk to him. Local product. He's from Philadelphia. He grew up in Holland, I believe, here in Pennsylvania. So look forward to talking to Adam Lefko. All sorts of great stuff that he's gotten into recently. Now, before we talk about the NFL and the major sports leagues and associations of our world taking a step forward, we're going to talk to our man here on the line. Ernie wants to talk about this Cam Newton situation. Ernie, what's on your mind today, buddy?
What's going on, man? Good morning. Hey, good morning,
what's up, buddy?
Hey, all right. So, Jamie, me, Jamie, and Bob, we go way back because I used to call back when Anthony and all the guys were in. But I wanted to talk really quickly because I understand where Mark and where Mark and Bob is coming from when they say, okay, Cam's an MVP. He's a former MVP. You know, he's an MVP. You know, you got to bring him in. If you got the opportunity, bring him in. I get that, but only if you're not from Philly. Because anyone who's from Philly and who's been a fan of the Eagles for, you know, their entire life, man, they would know that You can't bring that guy into this locker room right now. If you do that, like, that would be a, that would be locker room suicide. You would be killing your franchise quarterback, number one. Number two, the fan base is going to go crazy the minute Carson, you know, messes up. So
how is that unique to Philadelphia?
Yeah, so what?
It's completely unique to Philadelphia because...
No, it's not. We're a very unique city and fan base, but if you put any quarterback of Cam Newton's stature behind a younger quarterback who has at least been in the MVP race and is already going to be making the guaranteed money, any city would be chomping at the bit for that story.
Mark, I get that. Any city would do that.
Okay.
But we did it with Nick Foles. And it's still, he still has a cult following right now. And people are still want him to come here. So we did that with him, and honestly, the pot started boiling with Josh McCown a little bit last year. If you'd have won that game, they would be clamoring for him to be starting right now.
So if that's going to happen anyway with Josh McCown, why not just make it Cam Newton?
It's no chance. You're giving the locker room no chance. I completely agree with Jamie. Completely agree. Oh, and shout out to Temple. I go to Fox School of Business.
Oh, my man.
Oh, good man.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Ernie, I thought you guys
good luck, Ernie. Take it easy. You're wrong, but good luck.
Yeah, smart man, Ernie.
Yeah.
I've always said that about him.
You know, Mark, you kind of made a great point without even trying. So if they did it with Josh McCown, they're going to do it with everybody. So get the best one available.
Yeah, why not? The noise is going to be there anyway. And by the way, for the record, the Nick Foles argument is bogus. Because they didn't bring in Nick Foles when he was Super Bowl winning Nick Foles. He wasn't BDN just yet. He won here. Now, if they would have went out after the Jaguars made him available via trade and brought him back to Philadelphia, then that argument is more substantial. But they didn't go get Nick Foles as a Super Bowl MVP and then bring him in here to back up Carson Wentz. It didn't happen in that order. The chronology here is very important. So that's neither here nor there when I think about it. Cam Newton is a little bit different because he already is an MVP, obviously Heisman and all that stuff. So it is different, and I understand he carries a hell of a lot more weight than a Josh McCown. But bottom line is the backup quarterback's always the more popular guy. So, yeah, again, why not just go get the best one when you know the drama's going to be there anyway?
Yeah, not even talking popularity. I mean, my God, we're only 2 years removed from they won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Right.
So why not go get the best one of those available because he helped you before? God forbid something happens to Carson Wentz. You've built a great defense. Maybe you just need somebody to manage a game or whatever. I would rather have the best available than have to put in an unproven Nate Sudfeld.
So by the way, I think that's what they are doing. If you're asking me to predict the future, I think Nate Sudfeld's your backup, and I think they draft another quarterback.
Yes, me too.
Bob, I think after that call with Ernie, we have now shifted back to the universe where Jamie's wrong again. So that's just
good.
Celebrate
that fact. It's not hard to get back to that.
It's not a place where I live. Where are you guys?
It feels great. The sun is so natural here. People are outside. It's
amazing. By the way, yesterday was awesome outside.
Oh, my God. I sat outside for at least 2 hours, maybe more last night, just doing stuff. It was gorgeous.
Remember how I told you guys that I was finished the backyard cleanup?
Oh, it's not finished?
I found more stuff to do. When you're swinging, I think you're nitpicking now,
Mark.
Well, when you have a machete to play with, you go outside, you play with a machete. You know what I'm saying? So I found a couple of ferns that I had to get rid of. Just they were really bothering me. So coming up in a minute, we're going to talk to Adam Lefko. But here's the story that started out actually on Friday. And this is a perfect example, I think, for all the young kids studying journalism. This is a perfect way, Bob, I believe, to advance the story. The story came out, and we got into this in depth with Sal Palantonio on Friday, but he referenced the story where NFL.com's Judy Baptiste interviewed Dr. Alan Sills, who is the NFL's chief medical officer. And with all the talk going on, just going into Friday and then later obviously happening on Monday, with all the talk about, the NFL will be starting on time in September, that's the goal. With all that stuff, the NFL will be starting on time. Well, Dr. Alan Sills tells NFL.com, not so fast. You can't really plan the season and fans being in the stadiums in September until mass testing is readily available. Mm-hmm. Here's what Sills told Baptiste. He said widespread testing would have to be available before the reopening of the league could even be contemplated. according to the story, even going so far as to cautioning against assuming that earlier comments from the league's officials about the league focus on starting the season on time will be definitely happening. Pump the brakes for a second. Nobody knows when this is going to end. Nobody knows when sports can resume. And what happened yesterday was kind of the first step. Dr. Alan Sills set the bar, as I mentioned earlier. Widespread testing, that's the bar. It needs to be available. It's becoming more and more available, which is great. So the next step is then taken by the NBA, kind of echoing the sentiments of Dr. Alan Sills, saying yesterday in a Baxter Holmes story, senior writer for ESPN, he says officials within the NBA and the Players Association have been collaborating in assessing the viability of multiple blood testing devices for the coronavirus that could provide accurate results within 5 to 13 minutes. A process that would hopefully enable the league to track the virus in what is considered a critical first step toward resuming play in the near future. They compare the test to a diabetes-like test. Blood work through diabetes kind of thing. It comes from the Abbott Laboratories out of Illinois. These are the steps. So the NFL is saying we need to have a process in place to have mass widespread testing. The NBA is saying, hey, we might have a way to do that. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, somehow through their health advisors, are saying, let's invade Arizona and hold games there.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.